strongly worded resignation letters from Richard Schein, Jennifer Barella, and Jonathan Siegel paint a picture of dysfunction in the city's oversight process. Schein's letter recalls times when the commission's authority was stunted as it tried to study the use of tasers, as well as officer-involved shootings. He writes that the city attorney's office blocked those efforts. Siegel says the commission is expected to rubber stamp the independent review officer's decisions and that she is fully aligned with APD's police chief, Gordon Eden. Siegel reads from his letter.
With the IRO not at all independent, the work product of the POC is arguably suspect.
But review officer Robin Hammer says she makes her decisions based on evidence and that she has at times disagreed with all of the police chiefs she's worked with. Counselors Brad Winter and Ray Garduño introduced a measure to overhaul the POC, and it says current commissioners wouldn't be allowed to serve on the next oversight entity.
So I think it is reasonable to infer that these individuals are interested in being on future POCs, and as sitting members, they could not do that.
So who is watching the watchmen? Three commissioners remain, and there are six empty seats. For KUNM News, I'm Marisa DeMarco.